Go to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter number 4, and we see the story of Cain and Abel. And of course, Cain brings the wrong offering. Abel brings the correct offering. And of course, Cain gets mad and upset. And it says in verse number 5, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. God did not respect that. You say, well, I think you should just respect all views. I think we should just respect all religions. Let's just respect all faiths. Let's respect all opinions. Does God respect all views and all faiths and all opinions? No. When somebody brought a false doctrine, when somebody brought a wrong salvation, when somebody brought something that was contrary to the word of God, God did not respect that. And so it says, he did not have respect unto that. And Cain was very wroth. Now look, that's not a light wording there when it says very wroth. Because even just wrath by itself, that's pretty mad. You know, you don't talk about wrath if somebody's just mildly annoyed or irritated. I mean, just the word itself, wrath, you know, conjures an image of extreme anger. But the Bible says that Cain was very wroth. So it's not like he just was like, oh man, you know, God didn't accept my offering. I guess I'm supposed to bring a lamb or something. You know, it wasn't that he was just a little bit miffed. No, he was very wroth. It's like, ah! People get mad when you prove them wrong. People get mad when you tell them no. People get mad when you reject their garbage, okay? And Cain is bringing something wrong, and he gets mad, he gets upset, he's very wroth about it. And look what God says to him. The Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. This is why you'll never get me to believe in Calvinism ever. Because of the fact that God is constantly telling people, look, this is your problem. It's your fault. You did it wrong. If you do well, you'll be accepted. What kind of a weird mind game would this be if God's the one making the decisions for Cain and God's not even giving Cain the ability to do what's right? No, Cain had the ability to do what's right, and God is sincerely, when God speaks, it's sincere. He's not playing games. He said, look, Cain, if you do well, you will be accepted. You write the book, buddy. You decide how your life's going to turn out. Do you want to be a failure? Do you want to be a loser? You want to go to hell? That's up to you. But Cain, there is a way for you to do this right. There's a way for you to fix this. There's a way for you to be right with God. And it's up to you. The ball is in your court, Cain. You make the choice. See, God in Genesis 2 is giving us choices. In Genesis 4, he's giving the choice between getting mad when someone corrects you and getting it right. Getting it.